This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How about Brett on Long Island? Brett's on the fan, Tiki and Tierney. Brett, go ahead, buddy. What do you got?
How you guys doing?
We're good, Brett. What's happening, man?
Hey, Brett.
Before I reminisce with Tiki, Brandon, just to revisit quick, I wanted to say thank you for having my back. I was at call last week. I called Sal. He, like, ripped me to pieces. I was trying to defend Dan Quinn.
Well,
he
by the way,
he was a terrible coach, and he, like...
He wasn't a terrible coach.
He, like, yelled at me, hung up on me. It was, like, a big deal. It was last week.
Well, you know, I never thought that Dan Quinn was even had a real chance to get the job. I mean, I just didn't. But Dan Quinn, to me, was a guy who... You know, and you're also starting to incorporate some of the other aspects of his resume. Legion of Boom, Seattle, blah, 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 his resurrection with the Dallas defense. You know, we were always pretty much in lockstep, Teak and I. Daboll made a lot of sense. Flores is interesting. Yeah, early on I said, call Belichick, didn't make the call. We even said a month ago, call Harbaugh, just see what's up, do your due diligence. But it looks like it's going to be Daboll, and I think that that's terrific. It's going to be good for the Giants, hopefully.
All right, so with Tiki, I know you played so many games, you're probably not going to remember this, but for me, it was the biggest bet I had ever had in my life, and I'm not a rich guy.
No,
it was only like $1,500. I had bets for the whole week, right? And
okay.
I had been down $1,500. It was a Sunday night game. It was about 16 years ago.
Okay.
16 years ago. So I put the bet in. It was the last bet, a Sunday night game. The Giants were home against the Cowboys.
Okay.
So it was all on the line here.
Okay.
You were in the backfield on the backside like you always are next to Eli, right?
Yep.
In the backfield. Usually you check a block, release, get a pass or something because you were just as good catching the passes as you were running.
Okay.
So I'm standing up watching this, and all of a sudden it seemed like it took forever. He gets the snap. You guys are down, I think, by four. He hands the ball off to you. I'm, like, screaming at the TV from the four-yard line. You get hit in the backfield. Somehow break the tackle and get into the end zone. I'm screaming up and down, and it was just to break even. The biggest bet. I said your name 100 times. I loved you for saving me at that time.
That's
I don't
awesome,
know
man.
If you remember, but it was
I don't
a
remember
Sunday
that.
Night game.
Sunday know, night game? Sunday night.
You saved it. It was a winning touchdown. If I looked it up, I mean, how many Sunday night games? It was 16 years ago. You were
16.
Home against the Cowboys.
Hoff's looking. You know what?
Out,
he's but... looking for Brett. We're going to try to find that box score. I mean, so you got your head handed to you all weekend. You're chasing 15. $100 on you chasing on Sunday
yeah,
night. If you lose
it.
That,
yeah.
If you lose
something, $100, yeah.
You're down $3,000+, and you said
yeah.
yourself you didn't have a ton of money. Hopefully, you're not yeah. still betting this way, Brett.
No, I do. Like I won't even say the sites. There's a million of them now legally,
yeah. And
I do.
But you got to
like,
go with FanDuel.
What am I doing?
Well, we don't care. If you're not doing FanDuel, I don't care. But hopefully you bet smarter.
All right, so I think I got it. I think I got the game for
you. Got it?
Yeah,
you
it was.
Do.
I don't.
I would like to see a highlight of that, unless I'm making up. Tiki, you got hit in the backfield. I swear, like, why? Because it seemed forever. I think it was a delayed. Did you have, like, a delayed counter that you did?
Well,
you
no, we used to check out of passes into runs.
Thanks, Brett.
So, you know, back then. Like when you did a check at the line of scrimmage, you were always checking out of a run into a pass. In fact, my last touchdown, Eli's rookie season, that's exactly what happened when I broke Joe Morris's single season rushing record. Eli drives us down the field. We get down to the goal line. He stands up and goes, check, 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 or whatever the check was. And they back into a zone because they think we're running a pass. And instead, we run a draw and we score the touchdown and win the game. I think the same thing, it was the same play. was, I'm looking at it right now, 11 seconds left in the game.
Okay, what year is this, though?
This is 2005, so January 2nd, Sunday night. Start time is obviously 8:30 p.m., Giants Stadium, 2005. We are losing 24 to 21.
Okay.
We're losing, and we call a draw, three-yard touchdown.
So the spread had to be 2.5, because if the spread was 3, he would have pushed, and he still would have been down a dime and a half.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
I'm just trying to deduce where. Otherwise, I mean, it could have been 2. It could have been less.
No,
but
Vegas line was Giants laying 1.
So. Oh, laying 1, so it got bet down probably. That is the worst way to bet.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
So
Brett.
He was losing the bet because we were going to lose the game.
Exactly.
And then we ended up winning. All we had to do was win. This is basically,
you guys had to win the game.
We had to win the game.
And look at you. You delivered for your boy Brett.
There you go, Brett.
And you know, the sad thing is,
see what I did that game. I don't even remember.
You know what's sad? Well, you scored. It was a pretty important touchdown for
Vinny
Brett.
Vinny was a quarterback. 24 for 95, 1 touchdown.
Who was the quarterback? Vinny?
Vinny.
Vinny T.
Vinny T.
Love Testaverde.
Yeah, I don't remember that one. For whatever reason, that game doesn't register in my head.
Well, you know what's crazy? I'm saying this with a smile, but that is a dangerous way to bet. And people know that. I'm not here to preach. You do what you do. Hopefully you do it smart, and hopefully everything's okay, and you don't tap into money you should never tap into or you don't have. But
oh, I had a receiving touchdown, too.
Look at T.
Hoff just told me.
Pound it on. Hoff. Nice. Two touchdowns.
Nice.
A little daily fantasy win for somebody as well. But I think that, you know, guys like you, anybody who played in the NFL, you don't realize that there are people on the other end that have inordinate, I'm not saying 1,500, you know, life, it could be life-changing,
yeah,
but inordinate amounts of money that can ruin lives. And you guys are just playing, I mean, it's your job, but you're not thinking about the residue of the poor dude who's holed up in his mom's basement or his you know, studio apartment. And he just lost a bet that breaks him for a month.
That's a good point.
It's miserable.
You can kind of find these things through True Media. I'm going to try to find the game, see if I can find a play.
There you go. 8-7. So you're saying you want to go look at yourself is what you're telling us.
Sometimes I do.
I got you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.